Welcome to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Join me for compelling conversations into true crime, mediumship, and everything in between. Now don't go near the evil spot where Satan walks around. In the heart of Carolina, at the Devil's Tromping Ground. Written by Daniel Lane. This story requires me to go back a little bit and give you some background information about this specific This was considered sacred ground. The red people, being disturbed by the tramping of the white men over their graves, the walking schemes of tellers' points were nightly to be met with their errands of protest. These people had built on Croton Point, and here they made their last stand against their enemies. From the north. Throughout the fight, old Chief Croton stood on the wall with arrows showering around him and directed the resistance with the utmost calm. Not until every one of his men were dead and the fort was going up in flames about him that he confessed defeat. So he waited to the very last minute before he said, "I am defeated." Then standing amid the charring timbers, he used his last breath in calling down the curse of the Great Spirit against the foe. As the victorious enemy rushed into exposure to secure the scalps of the dead, he fell lifeless into the fire, and their jubilant yell was lost upon his ears. Yet he could not rest nor bear to leave his ancient home, even after death. And often his form, in musing attitude, was seen moving through the woods. There is a place in North Carolina called the Devil's Tramping Ground, where nothing grows for 100 years. For it is believed that in its place, the devil walks in circles, to plot and scheme his twisted fate of menace, mayhem for those dare to cross the circle. Many a story and people claim that this place and things in its circle will surely meet a fateful fright. Which brings me to such an eventful night for a dear and very close friend of mine. But first, I have to tell you something else. So this is like a story, and then the story. Tis the Hashi way. So, let me tell you about my ghostly visit from the chief himself, because it sets the stage for what's to come. It had been a while since I'd been to LA for filming a documentary that I'd been cast in, and was excited to finally get the call to go back for another adventure. I had an early flight, so I decided to sleep on the couch because I didn't want to miss my ride. Have you ever woke up suddenly to that feeling that you're not alone and someone is watching you? Well, if you haven't, surely you haven't been to my house, because this is a daily, nightly, and frequent occurrence. It took a few minutes for my eyes to adjust as I scanned the room for anything living first. My two dogs sat attention and pointing their sights in the corner of the room by my doorway. Reaching for my phone, because I am not one to miss out on like evidential mediumship and proof of life after death. And I'm really blessed to catch a lot on film. And this proves my point. there, plain as day, was a native chief in headdress, and watching me. He seemed to linger beyond the polite length of time, and ignored my adamant request for him to vacate the premises immediately. It's like our eyes locked, and he was adamantly not leaving because he wanted me to take in this moment and really remember his visit. So at that point, I didn't know who he was or why he'd come. But I did know he made the hair stand up on end and goosebumps appear, because this was going to be one of those times that I couldn't forget his visit. I was unusually settled the next day on location. It takes a lot to rattle me, you know, spiritually. I'm more afraid of the living than I am of deceased. But this new location, it had a new level of evil in this place. It was so bad, we hired protection for the team who would cover physical activity while we uncovered spirit activity. So while I was waiting, I struck up a conversation with it, and it was so amazing, with this gentleman who had been assigned the task of protection. A sizable man. He looked over 6 feet to me. Now, I'm quite short, so that's easy to do. I think I want to say he's like 6'4", but, you know, give or take. He began sharing a paranormal experience he had during a camping trip where he and his friends decided to camp within the Devil's Circle and started a bonfire with the downed trees in the area. They shot their guns and targets and used some paintings on the trees for targets. So nobody was hurt or anything like that. They were just doing their thing. And a paranormal investigation team showed up randomly and did some work, calling people to them and using EVPs. So that's, you know, something you need if you're not a medium. Most mediums can get those all on their own without equipment. I specifically do all the time. Anyway, when the Chief Croton made an appearance, it was at this point I realized that the director had chosen this person with intention, because not only were they overqualified to protect us, but he was a believer and had a few gifts of his own. And it really made sense why he was there, because I couldn't figure out, you know, why this guy was here and why he was doing this. It just seemed odd. But I'd later understand. As I listened intently to his recollection of his experience, I was dumbfounded by my own experience with the chief. So curious and excited, I waited for a pause in the conversation. And I said, hold that thought. I scrolled through my pictures and asked him, is this the chief? The armed man took a step backward as color drained from his face. He was speechless for a moment. Holy shit. Yes, that's him. How did you get this? From that moment on, we remained friends. And it was one of those things that I couldn't wait to share this experience with him. But I will never forget it either, because it was so profound for both of us that I would experience the chief who wouldn't leave, and that he would choose that experience to share with me. Not to mention that I got the picture clear as day, which I'm going to post as well on my Instagram page. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, head on over to Instagram or find me on Facebook, and you can follow my page there. And the picture and this recording will be posted so you can see it. It still messes with my mind a little bit. Craziness. But it was meant to be. Oddly enough, that chief did not leave my friend alone. Like, it took him some time he was profoundly changed by that experience. And it was the way the chief was looking at me too that was unnerving. Like, I don't have many spirits that don't respect boundaries. And he wanted to make his point, and man, was it ever made. Anyway, you've been listening to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, Psychic Medium. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.